Hi, Norm. What's on your mind, sir?
Oh, good afternoon, doctor. Got a question. I had a droopy eyelid and went in for some tests, and they did a CT scan, and that they came back okay about my thymus, I guess. But the blood test showed that I have ocular myasthenia.
Uh-huh.
I guess my ACHR binding serum supposed to be like below 0.24, and mine's like 6.96. So he's got me taking this. I'll try to tell you what it is. Pyridoxine.
Want to spell that? PYR.
Okay, it's. I guess it's also called Mestinon, Mestinon.
Uh-huh.
But it's Pyridoxtigmine.
Uh-huh. All right, sir. And does it seem to be helping any?
It seems to help a little bit. I'm taking let's see, the 60 milligram tablets. I'm taking one half a tablet three times a day, and he wants me to up it to one. But I was just wondering if you had any ideas or any additions or.
Yes, sir. I'm afraid to do. Says right here, I just happen to be looking at Wikipedia because they're totally lousy at natural medicine, but they're quite good at describing patent medicines, and they're telling me that the pyridoxine that you're talking about, the mestinon, is in the cholinergic family of medications. Well, I just wanted to confirm that because I haven't worked with anybody with myasthenia for close to a decade, and back then it wasn't real common either, but they were using the same kind of medicine in the cholinergic family of medications. Okay, it says it works by blocking the breakdown of something called acetylcholine. So, guess what? All you got to do, sir, is work with a physician who knows how to translate that into natural terms. And what I did, we're working with some people who had something called myasthenia gravis, and that just means weak muscle. That's all the myasthenia means is weak muscle, and gravis means all over the body, and ocular means it's just in the eye. So we got weak muscle in the eye or weak muscle all over the body. What I did back then, I was working with people with myasthenia gravis to say, oh, well, here's the things it takes to increase the acetylcholine in your body, and if you increase acetylcholine, you won't need to block the breakdown of it because you've increased it. Okay, and one of the major things that increases acetylcholine in the body, sir, is something called choline, C-H-O-L-I-N-E. And you can buy that stuff in just any natural food store in the country and also Toma Dispensary in your local compounding pharmacy and so forth. And nobody ever, ever, ever had a death or even a serious side effect from taking choline. It's a precursor for the neurotransmitters everywhere. And then all it did, and I don't have time to do this on the radio, sir, is I looked up the other things that help the choline, the other natural things, because remember, choline is found in our foods. It's found in phospholipids such as lecithin. It's found in other places. You can get it in a capsule. But the choline is the major molecule that turns into acetylcholine. And then what do we do? We look up what are the cofactors that turn choline into acetylcholine. And one of those, I believe, is vitamin B6, but I'd have to go look it up again. What I'm telling you, sir, is that very frequently, if you look up how a patent medicine works, and it works on something natural, well, my goodness, then you can find the natural things that work on that natural thing. I cannot tell you right now what they are. I haven't worked with this for so long. But when I did work with the people with myasthenia gravis, they were able to take much less medication, if not go off it, just simply because we use the natural things which duplicate the effect of the artificial patent medicine. And when we do that, we really cut our risk of bad effects dramatically, sir. So, again, I wish I could memorize it all, but if you work with a physician who knows their way around natural medicine, they can do the same thing for you. And the people I've worked with myasthenia gravis, as I said, could either get off their medication or take a heck of a lot less of it. And the same thing could happen with myasthenia in your eyelid, sir.
Okay. Is there anything I can do as far as my diet? any foods that are, you know, high in in the choline or.
Sure, sir. You could get yourself some phosphatidylcholine. It's for sale in all the health food stores. It's not exactly diet, but it is for sale. It's called phosphatidyl, P-H-O-S-A-T-I-D-Y-L, phosphatidylcholine. It's an active form of choline, and it will supply choline. You can get choline by itself. Now, insofar as the diet goes, you've heard of lecithin?
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah, that's a good source of some of the phosphatidylcholine.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you. Put me on a different track here. I don't want to keep taking all this stuff from Walgreens all the time. But
If you work with doctors, thank you, sir. If you work with a doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, and you're working with a patent medicine that works, very frequently that doc can use the same strategy and just find out, well, what's the mechanism of action for that patent medicine? Now, what's natural? It'll do the same darn thing.
Okay, I'll take that track, and I'll probably be calling over to you guys. I get over there infrequently, but I'll make it a point. So.
Okay, sir.
Okay. Thank you, doctor.
Hey, thank you for calling and getting the word out here, sir.